Lawmakers in California are debating whether to spend $1 billion on conservation programs to help the energy-strapped state. State officials are counting on consumer conservation to help California through the high power demands this coming summer. Critics of the proposals question the effectiveness of rebates and other incentives in cutting power use. Governor Gray Davis has been trying to put together a plan to resolve the state's energy problems. Tonight, he'll make a long-awaited public address to Californians. With the high-tech industry in a slump, economists at the University of California say the state is headed for a recession. California's energy crisis certainly isn't helping matters, but according to the economists, the long-term repercussions are likely to be mild. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
In a closely watched forecast released yesterday, economists at UCLA's Anderson School predicted recession is a virtual certainty for the nation this year. According to Christopher Thornburg, one of the authors of the forecast, even California's vast and resilient economy won't be spared this time. Thornburg says the San Francisco Bay Area will be hardest hit.
Northern California is very, very exposed to the recession because of the fact that it was sort of the center of this dot-com industry that has gone basically bust. Southern California, in contrast, has very little exposure to that, and therefore Southern California is looking pretty solid, pretty strong economically speaking.
Last year, according to the Anderson forecast, California had its most robust job growth in 12 years. Now, Silicon Valley firms are cutting jobs, home sales are dropping, imports are down, and state tax revenues won't meet the governor's budget forecast. Yet, for all the recent focus on California's power woes, Thornburg says energy's impact on the overall economy has been slight.
People who are buying electricity are a little poorer, and those who are making electricity are a little richer. But in the end, the overall economy is about the same size.
Thornburg says Californians may yelp about rolling blackouts, but unless the situation worsens this summer, he doesn't see companies going bankrupt as a result.
Imagine for a second that a supermarket loses power for an hour. That doesn't mean it loses an hour worth of sales, because all those people who are going to buy groceries during that hour will probably wait around, have a cup of coffee, and then afterwards they'll go buy their food.
But other economic analysts are more worried about the power crisis. Ed Schuler, an equity strategist at Sutro & Company, fears high-tech firms could be driven from California by unreliable power supplies. And he says small businesses in particular have been hurt by rising electricity rates, which are slated to jump another 40%.
Some businesses are now charging a surcharge. Some businesses are eating the cost because business is slowed to a point where they can't afford to drive away customers if they raise rates.
Schuler says the impacts of the energy crisis are so complicated and widespread, it's hard to ignore them. But Stephen Levy, the director of the Center for the Continuing Study of the California Economy, says those impacts have also been exaggerated.
So far, energy has nothing to do with the slowdown.
Levy sees California emerging relatively unharmed from the power crunch when prices for natural gas decline and more power generators come online. The one wild card, he says, is the fate of California's unexpected budget surplus, which had been earmarked for investments in roads and schools. Instead, the surplus has gone to buy electricity on the expensive spot market. Levy says California's long-term health hinges on restoring the surplus.
There should be no carryover. We should be paying for these energy price increases separately through revenues.
California is floating revenue bonds that will be repaid by energy users in the state. The estimated costs of those bonds keep rising, a subject Governor Davis is expected to discuss when he addresses the state tonight. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.